The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
When did you have to go to the ER on vacation? Hey, who's got a story they want to share? Because that happened to us when we were in South Dakota on our hunting trip. Hunting for pheasant with my in-laws, our son, and our hunting dog, Coda. We had everything all planned out, but we weren't planning to have to go to the ER. And when you're in another state, that can be a little crazy when it happens.
Can't imagine.
And this is how it all went down. We were out in the field. We were in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We're out in the field. We have my mother-in-law who's walking along with us. I'm hunting along with our son, Brayson, Eric, and my father-in-law, Steve, and we're walking through the fields, you know, looking for birds. I mean, this is what you're doing. You've got your bird dog. We have Coda, our German short hair pointer, who did such a great job. And this was day two of hunting, and she's really starting to get in the groove of things as she's moving through the field and stuff like that. And
you're almost in Canada, for God's sake.
My goodness,
look at that.
Well, and with and with these hunting dogs, they have a very strong drive. They're trained to find birds. I mean, and she's living her best life. Every time I see her pop up and jump out, I swear she's smiling. Like, she's loving life. This is the best thing ever. There's just birds and fields after fields after fields. And all of a sudden, we're walking through some of this marshy area, and I can hear her kind of snorting. And I'm like, we've hunted with her now for, this is almost our third year of hunting with her. And I'm like, that is a weird noise.
She inhale a bird?
And I'm trying to, you know, look down at her, and she's sneezing and sneezing and sneezing and sneezing, but I can't see her, but I can hear she's sneezing. I'm like, all right, she's probably fine. She won't stop sneezing. So I, you know, kind of put my hands up to everybody, and we have like protective earwear on. So I'm like, hey, hang on. You know, I'm being loud. I'm like, hang on. I've got to check Coda. I look at her, and her left side of her face is like smashed in. And I thought,
smashed in?
Like, will not straighten. Her snout will not straighten out. And I thought, oh, did she break her nose?
Right.
Like, what is going on? So I call Eric over. Eric comes over. She doesn't want to stop hunting. So she's kind of like fighting me in a way of like, no, I'm mom. I got to get out. I got to get more birds. There's birds.
I might be cut in half, but I'm fine. Let's go.
And I'm like, Coda, sit. You know, sit. And so she finally sits, and she's sitting there, and she's like, okay, what's going on? And she won't stop sneezing, and her nose is like all smushed in on her left side. And Eric's looking at it. He's like, something's not right. And he goes to kind of like look at her face. Well, she turns her head like, no, don't touch my face.
Yeah.
And so we're like, let's get to the road. We got to get to the road and look at her. We get to the road, and she will not stop with this.
That snorty, sneezy thing?
Yes, yeah, won't stop. And she's shaking her head. And Eric's like, she must have something maybe in her nose. So we're like, what the heck? What do we do? Well, thank goodness, right before we left, I went into the vet, because we're doing all this research. This is our first hunting trip with our dog.
Yeah.
I went into the vet and I just said, can I get a printout of all of Coda's vaccinations to prove that she's vaccinated, has her rabies and everything?
Sure.
And the vet's like, yeah, no problem. Thank goodness, because I said to Eric, I'm like, we need to get her into a vet. We have to get her to like the ER vet. Like this, she now is very uncomfortable. You can tell. And she's like kind of swatting at her face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? So we go into the vet in Aberdeen. They were fantastic. And because this is This is the pheasant capital of the world out here in South Dakota. They're used to this.
They've seen this before.
They take her into the back room. They examine her, and they're like, I know you don't want to hear this.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
We're going to have to put her under and go up her nose. She has something up her nose.
Oh, my. Like, yeah.
No. I'm like, this is day two of our hunting trip. My poor dog. And so, we said, yeah, go in there. Okay, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. And so they're like, go grab some lunch somewhere. You know, come
get
back.
Get comfy. It's going to be a while.
We'll call you in about a half hour, 45 minutes. I'm like, okay. And I'm worried about my dog, of course.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the heck is this?
Anytime somebody goes under, yeah, you're always worried
about
that.
Right, exactly,
sure.
Exactly.
Or a doggy.
So we end up going to lunch. They call us. And you'll see a picture on social media. They pulled this over 1-inch stick out of her nose.
She sucked up a stick.
And
she
this is like a
stick.
Hard stick. I mean, look at the size of that compared to like my fingers.
OMG.
It's over.
That's like your pinky.
It's like a 1.5-inch stick that was up her nose. And so she was fine. She's totally fine. And they all said, they're like, this is what can happen. I mean, they're sniffing so hard because they're out in the field and they're hunting dogs. And so I was like, oh my God, my poor dog. Well, we pick her up. She's very lethargic because she had been put on. They sedated her, to try to get it out of her nose.
And thankfully, she's going to take a rest finally.
And the vet told us, the vet said, this was very satisfying for me. She said to get up in there and pull this out. She went even further to make sure there was nothing else.
Oh my God.
So pulled it out. She was fine. She slept the rest of the day. And then we asked the vet, we're like, you know, should we be careful? Like, is she done? And the vet's like, oh God, no, she's not.
She's ready to go.
Fine. She's going to be fine. This was just lodged up her nose. We got it out. She's going to be fine by tomorrow morning.
Oh my gosh.
Which we totally babied this dog.
Oh, I bet you did.
Oh my, I'm hand feeding her. I'm holding her. She's wrapped in a blanket. And then the next day, boom, she's out in the field.
Finds
the birds. She's fine. But we did not have go to the vet and have an ER visit on our bingo card for a hunting trip
in
South Dakota. But man, and then we're in the field, and you know me, Raider, I'm like, how do we know this isn't going to happen again?
Right, because you don't even want to sit down, because look what could happen to you where that stick could go. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.